IB Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Irish Breakdown Podcast, Sunday nights. Y'all know what I've been doing all day today. I have been going through film, been breaking down the Notre Dame game, and now I am ready to join you all to talk about the game. We're going to go talk about the keys to victory and revisit those and see how Notre Dame performed in those areas in relation to the role that each one played in the win. So we'll talk about that. I'm going to also spend a little bit of time here at the beginning, just giving my overall impression of the game. You know, now that we're, 24 hours, post game, had a chance to look at the film, and then I'll just kind of just wrap things up a little bit at the end and just kind of have sort of a let's look forward type of conversation when we, when we start thinking about what's next for Notre Dame. And then I may do like a small little mini Q&A at the end of the show. So if you guys want to get in some questions that you have about this game, primarily I want to focus on this game. Go ahead and get those in. And if I see them, I'll bring them up at the end of the show. So hope you all are ready. Hope you all have had a great Sunday. Anyone in this area knows we got a little bit of rain today, a little bit of storms today, but it's overall been a pretty good day. And I'm ready to talk some Notre Dame football. So before we get going, want to have you all do me a favor, hit that like button before we get started, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell if you've not done so. Just a reminder for all of you, every show that we do, almost every show that we do, is broken into smaller segments. So if you're someone who doesn't like the length of the shows, that's fine. You can watch whatever amount of this that you want to watch, but then also know that we also upload videos of these shows broken up into different segments. So you'll have a segment on each topic. And then also, that's on the YouTube channel, but also if you subscribe to our podcast, our Irish Breakdown Podcast, if you literally just go to Google and type in Irish Breakdown Podcast, it'll come up, you can subscribe to it, and every morning, our show from the previous day goes up every morning. We put it out about every hour, we put a new segment. So if we have a three-hour show that's got four or five different segments, it'll be broken into four or five different shows. So for those of you who for whatever reason don't like the longer shows, there's your option to listen to the same content but broken into smaller pieces. So, and then you can pick which topics interest you the most, and you can watch those. So definitely check those out as well. And just lots of different ways to absorb the Irish Breakdown content.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. I'm a Bears fan, so this one gets me really excited. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Think Tyreek Hill will get more than 90.5 yards in week one? Aaron Jones runs for more than 66.5 yards? Cook up hot takes with your friends and win real money this football season when you and your crew run your game on Prize Picks. Prize Picks also has college picks all ready to go for you as well. Get in before game one hits and you can predict how many passing yards your favorite college quarterback will hit. For me, I think Riley Leonard's going to go above 2,550.5 yards, so I'm going to take that one. And I'm going to combine it with Quinn Ewers to throw 2,999.5 yards. Put those together and bing, bang, boom, baby. I'm going to be a winner. You just wait and see. I'm coming up on my 1-year anniversary of depositing my first $10, and I received an instant $10 bonus. If you have the skills, you can play for a shot at turning your $10 into $1,000. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code IRISH on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run your game. You've had Wendy's nugs dipped in sauce, but have you had them covered in sauce? Wendy's new saucy nugs takes the crispy and spicy nugs that you love and turn them up to 11. Choose between flavors like buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, or if you're a real heat seeker, try spicy ghost pepper only on Wendy's signature spicy nugs. I dare ya. That's 7 delicious ways to try the nugs you already love. Pick a flavor, grab some extra napkins, and prepare to nug like you've never nugged before. For a whole new way to nug, it's gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
So, at the beginning, I want to go over just the game a little bit and just share some of my impressions of the game now that I've had a chance to kind of take a day to relax and watch the film and dive into everything and just what my overall takeaways were from the game and just kind of a big picture one. It is fascinating to think about how such a different direction Notre Dame and Stanford have gone really since 2018. When you were looking at that rivalry, that Notre Dame-Stanford rivalry in 2018, you know, you had a situation where Stanford had really controlled the rivalry for several years. Beginning in 2009, Stanford had won 7 out of 10 games coming out of that 2018 season. Notre Dame had won in 2012, 2014 on last second place. 2018 was that first game that Notre Dame really took it to Stanford. They had lost 3 in a row, 4 out of 5, and it began really just a complete shift of the dynamic of the series. And Notre Dame won in 18 by 21. They won in 19 by 21. They won by 31 in 2021. They won by 33 last year. They won by 42 this weekend. And then right in the middle of that's that weird 2022 game where Notre Dame lost by 2. But it's just, I won't say it's sad because it was never a rivalry that I cared a ton about as far as long-term, but you know, those are some very competitive rivalries, and they're very different places now. And this game made it so obvious that when you watch the Stanford offensive line and you watch their tight ends, and I mean, they're almost non-existent. You know, their tight end play is almost non-existent. Their quarterback play is so different than it was. You don't have the same front 7 players. Their linebackers are smart veteran kids, but they're not like the Shane Skov type of guys, but the Bobby Okereke's players like that. And Notre Dame is just so outpaced Stanford in a lot of different ways. And they just went out and just were able to just sort of dominate them, you know? And so it really is kind of interesting to see how this team performed against them. And I'll be honest with you, I actually feel a little bit better about the game now than I did coming through, because I'll be honest with you guys, When I broke down the game, this is a very good performance by Notre Dame. I mean, there's no way around it. Notre Dame had 24 first downs to Stanford's 14. Notre Dame had 229 rushing yards, 5.9 yards per attempt. Stanford had 113 rushing yards, 2.8 yards per attempt. Notre Dame had 248 passing yards, 9.2 yards per attempt, 13.8 yards per completion. Stanford had 87 passing yards, 10 of 18 passing, 4.8 per attempt, 8.7 per completion. Notre Dame had 477 yards of offense at 7.2 yards per play. Stanford had 200 yards even on offense, 3.4 yards per play. Notre Dame had more rushing yards than Stanford had total yards, rushing, passing combined, total yards. Notre Dame also had more passing yards than Stanford had total yards in this game. And it was really a dominant performance. And when you break down the game, you see it. I mean, Notre Dame dominated on first down. They dominated on third down. You know, the Irish were over 50% on third down. Stanford was only 4 of 12, 33%. Notre Dame was a perfect 3 for 3 on fourth down. Stanford was only 1 of 4. Notre Dame had 6 touchdowns. They had 6 scores on 7 red zone attempts. The only time that Notre Dame did not score in a red zone trip was the last drive of the game, where the game literally ended. And Stanford went 1 of 1 in red zone trips. And it was just overall a really dominant performance from Notre Dame in every facet of the game. But when you break the film down, what I saw was a very good performance, but not an elite performance. And I was expecting this to be an even sharper game than it was. I was expected to be a a more dominant game than it was. I was expecting to pop on the film and be like, oh man, like, you know, this guy's going to grade out super high. This guy's going to grade out super high. And when I mean dominant, I just mean from an execution standpoint, just looking at the game and saying like, boy, I don't know how much better it can get at this point in time. I mean, those are the things I look at and say, man, I was expecting that to be my takeaway from the game. And it really wasn't. And that's actually a good thing. Because when you look at this performance, and like I said, the offense was really good on Saturday. But I watched the game, and I'm like, there's a lot that they can keep doing better. There's a lot of things they can do to become an even better football team. There are things offensively that they took some big steps on Saturday, but there's a lot of simple stuff that they can still clean up. Defensively, there were still some times when they weren't where they needed to be and had some bad fits, and we'll dive into that.
Light it.
Hey, Irish Breakdown listeners, it's Urban Meyer. This fall, the game changes. Join me, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, and broadcaster Rob Stone as we bring you a new perspective on football and culture every week. We will be joined by the biggest name in sports and talk about everything inside and outside of the lines. Let us guide you through a new era of college football. Watch Triple Option on YouTube or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, Irish Breakdown listeners, it's Matt Leiner. I've got a podcast called Throwbacks with actor Jerry Farrar, where we'll be talking all things sports, but also so much more. We'll give you the behind-the-scenes stories from my days as the quarterback on an iconic college football team to Jerry's days as a star on an iconic TV series. So subscribe to Throwbacks on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts.
You still saw a dominant performance, and the reason for that is because the mistakes that they're making now that can and still need to be cleaned up are much more, they're less damaging mistakes than what we've seen. And I think after the second series on offense, you know, they had a couple bad sacks, a couple bad pressures, I should say, early in the game. But I felt like they settled down. So it was like, okay, you know, the receiver not running this route the way that he needed to, the quarterback getting this ball out just a bit too late, you know, this pressure every now and then kind of coming through, you know, this play right here was, you know, it's close, but you want this ball here instead of there. Same thing defensively. It's like, okay, you got to clean up some tackling early in the game. You had a couple misfits in there. You had a couple plays where you turned a tight end loose on an over route. Fortunately, Stanford only hurt you on it once. You know, a couple times where maybe you were a little bit too aggressive at corner and you gave up a double move, but Stanford couldn't get to it. You know, they're just things that are more normal, not so much, you know, crushing, I guess is a way of putting it, where you're just like, man, I don't know if they can get better at this. And so when I look at this game and I come out of it and I'm actually kind of grading down the performance a little bit. And then you look at some of the different things that they didn't do well execution wise. It actually makes me feel even more encouraged about the performance from Notre Dame, because there is so much more room for them to continue to improve. There is so much more room for them to continue to do some of these smaller things. And you may not even notice some of the improvements and the, you know, if they start to make some of these, because they were so dominant. But the reality is there's a couple times. So here's how, when I'm grading film after the game, here's kind of how I look at it, so you guys understand. There's obviously like, okay, did you do the job against the opponent in front of you? Did you do the job that you needed to do to beat Stanford in this particular example? And then the other one is, okay, will this beat some of the better teams on the schedule? Is this going to be good enough to beat, you know, Georgia Tech next week? Is this going to be good enough to beat, you know, USC? Is this going to be good enough to get into the playoff and win your first round game? Is this going to be good enough to, if you get to the quarterfinals and you have to play a Big Ten or an SEC school, is it going to be good enough to beat those teams? And that's where, when I look at it, I say I graded it down a little bit, because there are still areas where you've got to clean it up, to where you say, okay, well, you were late reacting to that jet sweep and you're athletic enough to eat that up against Stanford, but, you know, you play Oregon or you play Ohio State or you play Texas, you know, that guy might be able to get that edge on you. You know, hey, you were reacted poorly to this double move. the guy beats you down the field, cornerback, but your pressure got to him, the quarterback, and he couldn't get the throw off, couldn't see it. Okay, well, what if you're playing an offensive line that's better than the Stanford offensive line and their quarterback has more time and is a more natural passer? So I looked at it that way. And when I looked at it that way, I said, you know, I tell you what, there's a lot of things that they can still clean up. And this football team is getting better, but it was more of the normal game-to-game improvements that you need to make. And that's what's way different about this game compared to early in the season where there were just these dramatic, like, God, the quarterback can't even read the defense. The offensive line is just completely getting manhandled by people they shouldn't be getting manhandled by. You know, the receivers are playing with no urgency. The defense is just not tackling worth a darn. The defense has got this inconsistent effort thing going on. There were all these sort of big picture concerning things that I don't know if they weren't givens that they can be fixed. Right. And so those are different things that I looked at and said, okay, those things now have not been an issue for two straight games. For two straight games, now it's just clean up some of this execution stuff, clean up some of this technical stuff. And when I look at it that way, I actually kind of come at it. It may sound like I'm being critical, and I want you to understand where my head and my heart is on this one. It really isn't, because it's actually, from a coaching standpoint, it's actually a good thing, because this was an absolutely dominant performance. But it wasn't necessarily like a game performance. This was more like, you know, a B-plus performance for Notre Dame. Think about that. But that also is kind of why you get a little bit, or at least why I get a little bit fired up about this team, because when I look at it, I say, boy, we have still not seen that A performance game yet. And I don't even know that Purdue was that, because Purdue was a game where it's like they were just so bad in that game. And yeah, Notre Dame did some really good things in that game, but they were just so bad in that game. And there were some just really simple stuff that Notre Dame didn't do right. But Purdue just wasn't good enough to do anything about it. And there was a little bit of that yesterday, but this is a much scrappier Stanford team than what Purdue is. It is a much scrappier football team. And so they were able to take advantage of some things early on. But when I see how this football team reacted to the slow start, which they have not done well, we talked about that last night. Don't need to rehash that again. When I look at some of the rust that you see from coming out of a bye week, And you say, boy, that's all easily correctable stuff, especially with a veteran football team. And those are things that had me kind of fired up about where this game is, because you see Riley Leonard's growth on Saturday, for example, looking at the offense, and you say, boy, he had a lot of growth, but there's still areas where they can get better. You know, there was a particular play where Riley Leonard scrambled out of bounds on a third down where he picks up the first down and he moves the chains, but you give me better pass pro there at left tackle. They're running a high-low. They ran a seam route by the – so they had two – it was a two-by-two formation. They ran a seam route by the slot guy, a deep in-cut by the outside, the Z. You had a cross-out concept boundary. So I think it was the tight end ran a deep out-cut, and then the X ran a crosser. Well, Riley Leonard's looking at it, and there's one linebacker, and that linebacker's getting ready to jump the crosser, or he's going to sink. He hadn't had to declare yet. And whatever he does, somebody's coming wide open, either the dig route behind it or the crosser in front of it. And Riley gets to his drop and he wants to hit it. But then all of a sudden the left tackle gets smoked. And you're like, all right, you got to figure out a way to fix that. You know, you got to be able to fix that, because those are big plays, but those are sort of normal correctable things. You know, Riley Leonard hit, there's running a curl route with Jalen Sneed, Jaden Thomas. One of the concepts that Notre Dame ran on Saturday was essentially an old school curl flat. I was so happy to see it, because you don't see it a ton, but Stanford was giving them that look. And, you know, Riley comes out of the break and he's just about a foot behind Jaden. And I thought it was a combination of Jaden just went a little bit too far inside and Riley threw it a little bit too far behind him. Those are things that can still get worked on. And boy, I tell you, that was stuff that kind of has me fired up, because that's when you're as an offense, when those are your mistakes, that's when you know you're really close to clicking. And my thought coming out of the game was, and when I watched this film was, is this the best it can be? Is this the best this football team can be? you know, with this dominant performance. And okay, all right. It's not because, you know, you had the late start and you had the penalty and the turnover. Okay, it's not the best it can be. All right, let me look at it this way. Once they got past that, is this the best this football team can be? And when I broke down the film, I kind of had that in mind. And you think about those things when you're playing a team that you just absolutely annihilate. And the answer is no. This team is not even close to, well, I should say that. That's not. They're a lot closer, but they're not there yet to really being that team that's ready to really hit its stride. They have yet to play that game where you're like, okay, that's what Notre Dame can be. And you're never that week after week after week, but you do get to a point in time where you say, hey, listen, we're there, and now we're kind of going like this. And then, you know, you were going like this down here, then you kind of move up a little bit, and, you know, because you're always going to be a little bit up and down from week to week. You're never the same exact team. But what's your point where you're slightly up, slightly down? Notre Dame is kind of getting up to here, you know, and there's room to still get up to there. And that's where this football team's got to get to. But Saturday was the first time that I felt like the offense was at a point where I felt they are close now to taking off. The question is going to be, is it because of how Stanford is on defense? Or is it the offense is really getting there? Or is it a little bit of both? And that's what we're going to have to find out as we move forward. And as I said, this was, in my opinion, Notre Dame's best performance of the season in relation to higher level of execution than what we've seen in recent weeks, or really all season. You know, kind of consistency for the most part from what we've seen in recent games. And it was one where you felt like this was the closest they were to, okay, this team is really on the verge of taking off. Even more impressive than the A&M win, not impressive relative to the competition, but relative simply to the standpoint of how did Notre Dame play? How did Notre Dame perform? Are they close to their peak? And if I were to rank the performances right now, I'd go Stanford 1. I'd go A&M 2. I would go Louisville 3. I'd go Purdue 3, Louisville 4, Miami of Ohio 5, Northern Illinois 6 is how I would rank the performances from what we've seen so far. So I was very encouraged to come out of this game feeling like they're inching closer and closer. And the final reason why that encourages me, because this is now, in my opinion, 4 games in a row where you've seen some level of growth from this football team. And I know that it doesn't look like growth going from a 66-7 win over Purdue to a 28-3 win over Miami of Ohio, but it goes back to the video I broke down where I broke down every single pass play from that game and put that on the premium board. And a lot of people watch it afterwards and are like, you know what? My opinion changed looking at the film that you can see, because I see how much closer they actually are than maybe what my impression was watching the game. And so then you have that game where it's like, okay, it's better. It's not there yet, but it's better. The Louisville game, you have the good start, and then you kind of stagnate, and then you put them away late. There was obviously growth. There was improvement. You come out of the bye week. We said, okay, what is this team going to be? And for at least the first game out of the bye, you saw what I believe to be the biggest jump yet for this football team on offense. And we saw the defense answer some very important questions about who are you going to be without the players that are no longer part of your football team. And step one to answering that was a very impressive performance. And I feel like Notre Dame, if they can continue and build on this now, going into Georgia Tech, going into Navy, because these next 2 weeks are going to be very challenging football games for Notre Dame. Georgia Tech's 5-2, Navy's, I believe, 5-0. I believe Navy was off this weekend, so they are 5-0. And so your next two opponents are 10-2, and you're going to have to be prepared to go out there and play at a very high level in this matchup. So you're getting a Georgia Tech team that is coming off of a tough road win over North Carolina. They also beat a quality Duke team the weekend before that, had a competitive battle with Louisville, blew out VMI, blew out Georgia State, who, by the way, beat Vanderbilt. And then, of course, the early season win over Florida State. So it was a great showing to make me feel like this team is getting there. And the next step is going to be, okay, you had a list like this of things to work on. Now the list is kind of like this of things to work on. And if you can get the list down to here, this team's going to be really, really, really hard to beat. And that was an exciting thing that I got out of breaking down the film of this football game.